One of the biggest kashas at the end of Chumash Shemos, in the second half of Chumash Shemos, is certainly that it takes so long. Even the first time, there's so much detail. The Torah spends a tremendous amount of time on the details of how you build the kelim, and how you build the walls, and how you build the areas, and how you construct the big day kuhuna. That's something that the Mishnah and Chagiga already addresses, at least in broad strokes. Mishnah Chagiga points out that the Tanam already noted there are certain areas of halacha that are discussed at great length. Saras also, Tazria Mitzvah Meseches Megan, has an incredible footprint in Chumash. There's a tremendous amount of detail. And there are other areas of halacha, the Mishnah points out, there are kahararim hatulim basaira, like a mountain hanging by a hair, if you can imagine that for a moment. An enormous amount of dinim hanging from a very, very small toehold in the Chumash. Hilchas Shabbos. Shabbos is massive. Massive, Shabbos, massive. What does the Torah tell us? The Torah tells us the Isra of Malacha, and it's very severe. Not much more than that. Ironically, actually, a lot of what the Torah tells us about Malacha Shabbos is actually through the details of the Mishkan. So that's already a well-known phenomenon that the Tanam point out in Mishnah Yitzchagiga, that there are areas of Halacha that have a lot, a detail already given the Torah Shabbat. Other areas of Halacha, the very little detail given Torah Shabbat. It relates maybe somewhat to the Sugya Rashech that was discussed in the Shir Klali this past Sunday. The Daf Samach, by figuring out what's the blend of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. But there's a second big kash, which is not only is it that Truma Tetzave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give a tremendous amount of the details in the Psukim and not just in the Torah Shabbat. The second big kasha is this week's double parsha, Vayakel Pikuda. Because then it gets chazard, and chazard, and chazard, and in full detail. We're going to hear Moshe Rabbeinu telling Kalal Yisrael to build the Mishkan. We're going to hear Kalal Yisrael talk of building the Mishkan and bringing it back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And where else? Just a very simple example. You said this morning in the parsha of Tzitzis, in Kriyat Shema. Right? Tell the Jewish people about tzitzis. Does the Chumash then say, and then Moshe Rabbeinu Taka came to the Jewish people and told them to make tzitzis, and they made tzitzis? Never, never, ever. Kemat, never, ever. Does the Torah tell us, report that Moshe Rabbeinu actually told the Jewish people, and certainly to report it as fully as the first time? It almost feels like Eliezer Evan Avraham, where you hear the story, and then you hear the full chazara from the mouth of Eliezer to Rivka's family. And Chazal Taka comments, very unusual, Yafa Sichas Shon Shav Diavas. So what's going on here? Shocking. Shocking. As is so often the case, technical question can lead to a very non-technical answer. Take a look at the first Ramban in Vayakel Chevron. A very powerful Ramban. And if you think of what he's saying, it's taka very lemaisim. Vayakel Moshe is called Das Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the whole Eidah, all the Jewish people. What does that mean? A rare term. Yichlol kol Das Bnei Yisrael. That term, the entire Eidah of the Jewish people, includes Ha'anashim Ve'Hanashim. That means that he gathered both the men and the women. Sometimes he would give a shear just to men, and sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu would give a shear to the men and the women. This is one of the times they gave a shear to the men, and to the women. Kikulam is not the Malachas HaMishkan. They all contributed, they all donated, they all volunteered. And then he says the following. So that's first just a comment on the wording. And then he wants to talk about the whole sugya. Hini Moshe Acher Shetziva LaAharon. I'm going to get into that mode where he starts telling the story in his own words, and in so doing, Kedarko adding so much. Hini Moshe Acher Shetziva LaAharon V'Anasim V'Chol Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, after he tells Aaron and the Nasiim and all the Jews, Ha'Anashim Kol Asher Diber Hashem Ito B'Har Sinai Acher Shavara Luchos. Earlier, already in last week's parsha, he had come down from Har Sinai, after the Shmiras Haluchas. He had taught the Torah that he had learned, but he taught them what Hashem had told them. And he puts the mask on. Now Chazar v'tziva v'hikilu elav kol ha'edah nashim v'nashim v'tav. Now he does it again. First he had come down and give initial shir to the men, and now he's going to gather everyone. Men, women, children, hakol bakol mikol. V'yitachin. Rabbah is trying to figure out how to put the pieces together. V'yitachin shayezeb yom bachos rito. It could be this is the day after he came down. Chazal assume he comes down the last time on Yom Kippur. And this is on Yud Aleph Tishrei, Motzei Yom Kippur. And here he gets to a key point. The Amar Lechulam Inyan HaMishkan Asher Nitztava Bo Mitchila Kodim Shvar Luchas. You know what the timing matters so much, Rabbi Hussein? Because in Vayakel, he's telling them what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in Truma Tetzava. But this is Ramban L'shitaso, the Truma Tetzava happened before Kisisa. We're not applying Emuk Nuchubar Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally told Moshe Rabbeinu the idea of a Mishkan as an ideal coming on the heels of Matan Torah. When Klal Yisrael were their ideal pristine state, Kodem HaEgal. They were mamish. Can you imagine? The Jewish people, right after Maimon Har Sinai, they just experienced the Eser Makas. They just experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. They just experienced Kriyas Yamsov. They were eating man. They had experienced Maimon Har Sinai, national Nevuah. They were a nation of Nevi'im. I'm Skula, Mamish. Millions of Jews were Misnabe together. Unbelievable. Hard to even imagine what that means. I don't think we could imagine what that means. But there are, that whole series of events, unbelievable spiritual Madrega. And in that context, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu then goes up Har Sinai, come back down in 40 days. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, I can build a Mishkan. All this gold, and gold is just a reflection of the spiritual elegance and the madrigas. You can have a mishkan, and you're going to have a menorah and a shulchan and achmamish. You're going to have spiritual elevation of all of your physical living in the highest levels. Wow! And all these beautiful, elegant details. That and every detail obviously reflects. Well, we're not Kabbalists, but that obviously reflects spiritual madrigas. Beautiful. So we don't fully understand all the details of Truma and Tzav, what it means, but we understand the contours. There were Balei Madrega Shein Kamohu, and they were getting this unbelievable, intricate, gorgeous, physically and spiritually elegant mission to build a Mishkan. That was all before the falling out. But then Moshe Rabbeinu never got the chance to tell it to them because he comes down on Shavuot from the Tammuz. Instead of telling them, Chevra, we're going to build a Mishkan, he says, Chevra, here are broken luchas. What's with the eagle? We need to deal with this. And now he finally comes down after two more rounds on Har Sinai. And now Vayakel, the Ramban is pointing out, is on Yud Aleph Tishrei. And here's why that matters intensely. Because what would you have expected if you didn't know Vayakel Pikudei? Would you have expected that Vayakel Pikudei would be an exact rerun of Truma Tetzava? We had an amazing relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was ideal. It was awesome. It's unbelievable. Mamish, a nation of Nevi'im. And then, as a nation, we threw in the garbage. We did a Chet Egel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was negotiating with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's plan B. I'll restart Klal Yisrael from you. And Moshe Rabbeinu negotiates. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants what? Kapar. Tshuva. Second set of luchas. Hashem Hashem Kerach V'chanan. Try again. What would you have expected? I had an incredible relationship. I totally wronged the other party. Either you can think about it as we cheated on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cheated on Moshe Rabbeinu, some combination of both, however exactly you understand the Chet HaEgel. A horrific loss of trust. A horrific disloyalty in the worst way possible. I would have expected that Vayakel would be, okay, you could still make a, second chance, you can make a little bit of a Mishkan. Leave out the Aron. We're not going to have all these fancy Yirias. The Shulchan, you should have such spiritual power in the physical world. I'm not sure. Okay, maybe they'll give you a menorah. Maybe they'll have fewer branches. It's not going to be so grand. And again, not just because architecturally, physically, it won't be so grand. The spiritual, what it speaks about spiritually, it's not the same. The relationship is not the same anymore. That's what I would have expected. The shocking part of Vayakel Pikudei is not, says Ramban, that it's so long. Excuse me. It is that so long. Sorry, take that back. It's not that so long. Why the Torah have to chazer isn't it obvious? The shocking part is, wow, it's so long. That's the point. Nothing disappeared. Even though from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered the plan originally to when Moshe delivers his plan, Hashem's plan to the Jewish people, we went off the rails and we almost destroyed our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not just give it a second chance, but he was all in. Mamish without a detail missing. He's ready to give us an absolutely full second chance. Kevish and Isratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosna aluch ha-shniyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu once Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to grant you slicha, mechila, v'chapara, give you a second set of luchas, which embodied a second chance for Klal Yisrael. Karis imo bris chadasha. She'elach Hashem bekirma, part of the dynamic of the course of Kisisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu originally said, you know, okay, I'll send the malach, I'm not going to yakna the same degree of direct hashkacha pratis. No, ultimately Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you get the same hashkacha pratis as before. Hinei chazar l'kadmusam u'lahavas kalulosam. Kadosh Baruch Hu was ready to go back to Mamish where we were before. Avos Kulo Sayach. That's obviously a reference to that pasuk in the Yirmiyahu, I believe. Give Yirmiyahu. Uviyodua Mamish, we're going to be like newlyweds with the Kadosh Baruch Hu again, even though we had just cheated on him in the worst way. Uviyodua Shetia Shchinasau B'Solcham Ke'inyin Shetziva Utchila Ke'mosha Amarva Asu Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solcham. Kadosh Baruch Hu was bringing us back fully, 100%. It's going to be the same Ashras Ashchina in the Mikdash as HaKadosh Baruch had originally promised. Once again, Rabban Lishitaso, the primary goal of Mishkan was to be a place of Ashras Ashchina. Karbanos are secondary to that. And that's, as we saw several weeks ago, that's what he sees in the Pasuk. He's once again quoting, V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'stochem V'lachein Tziva Osa Moshe Ata B'chol Ma'ash Nitztava Mitchil. That's why Moshe is now telling them, commanding them, with everything that he had been originally commanded. I believe that word, single word, b'chol, is the kasha and teretz about all the Yaakov Pikudei. That's why every single detail is here. Because I would have thought, okay, second chances, but it's never going to be the same. Kamash v'lah? No. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives second chances, mamish, you're back to the way you were. You did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechar for you. And Abosai, it's not just about Mishkan. This is about you and me and him and her and every single Jew. Because every single Jew does avers, and every single Jew makes mistakes. As the wisest of all men said, everyone does avers sometimes, and we always wonder, you know, tshuva is nice, but lamaisa, I feel dirty, and I feel sullied, and, you know, okay, it's never going to be, sometimes I look myself in the mirror, say it can never be the same. It's a hard whisper in my ear, that you can no longer reach the same madrig as you once could have. Your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer what it once was or could have been. And that's the point of the arichos, the hundreds, if not thousands, of words in Vayakel Pikudei, in a chumash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put in a single extra letter for no reason. Why are all these thousands of words, tens of thousands of letters, you can make do the math. Why is all Vayakel Pikudei issues to say? The answer is no. To stress the fact, this is Avos Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to bring us back fully. We do tshuva, and we mamish kivatchila. Mamish going back to pre-Egel. We did a chet Egel, and that chet has to be addressed, and we have to do tshuva, and there may be onesh also. But the underlying relationship can be absolute, not just salvaged to have something, it could mamish be 100%. Rabban is a game changer.